Time being 7 o'clock, I call to order the Franklin School Committee meeting. Meetings are recorded by Franklin TV and shown on Comcast Channel 9 and Verizon Channel 29, as well as recorded by Franklin Matters. During this meeting, we will be adjourning to executive session and we will be returning to open. Pledge of Allegiance. Paige?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence. As is customary, we will pause for a moment of silence. Thank you. All right, moving into routine business, review of the agenda. Does the agenda look good to everyone? Excellent. Payment of bills?
They are over.
As is payroll. NHS student reps, I figure you're going to start next year, next school year.
Start next year.
Yep. Superintendent's report.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I wanted to first start off with a transportation update. As I've provided, I've shared the numbers with the school committee. As of today, 448 FHS students have signed up for the bus. Last meeting, we were at 329, we're at 448. From FMS, we went from last meeting 544 to 664. And from Lincoln Street, we went from 663 to 734. And finally, Washington, we went from 485 to 509. In percentages, the percentage of that number compared to the ridership today, for example, at FHS, we're at 80% of the ridership we have today that's registered. 86 at the middle school, 93.4 at Lincoln, and 86.9 at Washington. So just to give you a sense of the work, that will be the final transportation update until August, which I'll have another update. I can provide more data and feedback. I just wanted to put that out there to all of you. Next, new MCAS family portal. The Department of Education has announced that a new MCAS family portal will go live in the middle of August. The portal will give families direct online access to their child's individual MCAS results, including current and prior year's data in one centralized location. Families can expect an email from the district in August with login information and links to resources to help them navigate and understand the information. Because this launch falls prior to the start of the school year, many of the educators and staff who could help answer questions are still within their summer schedules and are less available for support, but our administrators will be available to answer questions that may arise, and it also gives folks a chance to familiarize themselves, get in the login, and look through the information in preparation for the next school year. The final recommendations from the K-12 statewide graduation council. So last week, Governor Healey and the Healey-Driscoll administration released the final recommendation for the K-12 statewide graduation council. The results of more than 18 months of work to design a new framework for high school graduation. This follows the 2024 ballot vote that ended the requirement to pass MCAS in order to graduate, leaving Massachusetts without a uniform statewide graduation standard for the first time in decades. It's important to know that these recommendations are not finalized policy. Before any part of this framework takes effect, it will need action by the Massachusetts legislature and additional regulatory work by the Department of Education. As proposed, the earliest the new framework would apply is to students entering ninth grade in the fall of 2027. So this would first apply to students entering a year from this fall. Does that make sense? So there's more information coming. We're just providing what we have in the moment, and we'll continue to provide updates as they're available with this information. Finally, I wanted to share an update upon request of the school committee and some conversations around the middle school music program and the review. So I wanted to just share that as part of the ongoing work associated with the transition to our unified Franklin Middle School, the administration continues to review scheduling structures, including the impact on music ensembles and instructional time. This year, Mr. Williams The principal led a scheduling review committee comprised of staff and administrators that developed both short and long-term recommendations to improve student experience, address staffing challenges, and school-wide scheduling needs they are faced with. One change for next year includes moving the compass clock to a different time of the day to provide a greater opportunity within the schedule for collaboration, parent communication, planning, and student supports. And we recognize that this adjustment affects the instructional block in which music is scheduled, and we understand that the concerns that have been raised. A few families have reached out inquiring about this as well, so I've responded individually to those folks, but ultimately wanted to share a more broader message tonight. The Franklin Middle School team is exploring ways to preserve and strengthen ensemble experiences, including restoring portions of the instructional time on half days, and they will continue with the sectional model next year. Longer term discussions include examining the unified arts programming and strengthening music opportunities and exploring connections to the high school pathways and other student options that may become available. And more broadly as a district, we intend to review the music instruction K-12 to have a better understanding of the programming, the scheduling constraints, the opportunities, and ultimately look at some of our neighboring districts that have similar sized schools to look at the amount of time they have in their schedules as well. And music remains an important part of a well-rounded educational experience for kids. And we also recognize the benefits it has, not only with education, but also the well-being of our students, the music and arts, and what those provide. And we'll continue to work on this and provide updates. And Mr. Williams will directly be communicating with the middle school community as well directly. And we will just continue to make sure that that work occurs. So that concludes my updates for tonight, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yes. So thank you for the update about music, and thank you to the parents who reached out with those concerns. I appreciate that. I had a question just about transportation update. You said that was the last update till the fall. Is there, what are the ways in which that could those stats could change before the fall? Is there still an opportunity for families to enroll? I think I remember the cutoff being the 18th.
The cutoff date was the 18th. We are now, we have everyone registered. But what we did last year is we did have a wait list and a queue. And if there were seats on these buses, we tried to fill. Our goal is to fill the buses with the appropriate amount of students, obviously. So we have students who also move in. We didn't have an opportunity to necessarily register within a deadline. So those, the transportation department looks at those cases as well to try to make this work. Ultimately, it's kind of a shared interest to optimize our busing routing just for traffic alone, get as the least amount of cars having to pull onto the property as possible. So we'll continue to work through that. But ultimately, as of the deadline, people who would be guaranteed a seat, we've met that obligation, communicated it, but we are open to obviously trying to continue to add students as we can fit them appropriately. Great. So that they, that folks who have questions or feel as though they missed a deadline or there's not a sign up, if you go to the Franklin Public Schools transportation page, there's an email link to email, and it goes to a few people within the department, and someone would get back to them with their question or their request on a case-by-case basis.
Very good, thank you. It's good to see the gap closer to 100%. But of course, I think we all were hopeful to see it maybe rise above 100%, but I appreciate the work everyone, that all the staff did, reaching out to families who were busing this year and did not sign up for the next 2 weeks. So thank you, I'm all done.
Night?
No questions on that, but just a suggestion that perhaps in the fall we could put out a survey to see why people are not registering for transportation that have in the past, if those percentages are decreasing. So just a suggestion. And thank you for the update regarding the middle school scheduling. I know I received a lot of reaches as well, so I appreciate the update.
Tom? As I said before, the work that you all do year over year to get better is consistent. I mean, just what you've done to get more ridership for the buses this year has exceeded what we've done previously, so please continue doing that. And I hope that families that have had challenges in previous years have done their part to sign up, and come September, we're not saying, well, I didn't know. So missed out due to lack of commitment effort on your part. So thank you all, the whole entire staff. Regarding the middle school schedule for music, we had to discuss that with the school committee, correct? At this level.
I don't believe we did.
Okay, I wasn't too sure. I might have missed something.
Only like last year, I think, when the schedule was presented, but that was the last time you probably had any information presented to you on that.
Okay, thank you. And then regarding the schedule, I know because of the complexity of it, are we locked for the fall? Like, I guess, like, what's the opportunities for changes?
I don't know the exact opportunities. I don't want to create a situation where I'm over-speaking on this, but I do know I talked to Mr. Williams today just about some of the ideas that have been discussed around. One, there was discussions around half days, which doesn't solve a complete puzzle. But I think in keeping sectionals is what he told me today. And then short of that, the adjustment, moving the compass block out of the lunch period where it was moved, I think he has some competing demands that trying to figure out within the master schedule that came up this year through that scheduling work that Mr. Williams had to do with the group of teachers who volunteered to be a part of that. So I don't know exactly what solutions can be done and can be put in place, but after speaking with Mr. Williams this morning, I do feel as though he is going to continue to look at and see what can be done. But I do know the compass block move definitely had an impact on the time and the frame of the period. So I think it's a chance to. What I appreciate is it's looking at this, but then also zooming out to say, how do we look at unified arts in general, and is this part of a broader context of how we can look to solve a few things? But it will come with trade-offs. Yep. I just know that, and I think one of the trade-offs was around, I believe Mr. Williams mentioned today, when the conversation was around giving students choice, I remember there was a pretty strong opinion from folks about not wanting to have them choose. So I think the solutions we had all came with some drawbacks and flaws. So this was the model they moved to, but I do think it's still open. And what I would like to just convey as we talk tonight is there's an openness to want to look at this freshly and not just say we're doing it this way and not say, I think there's a true desire to look at it, look at what we can do with the staffing we have, with the schedule we have,
Thank you very much. A couple of things just with transportation. One, just to kind of piggyback on the survey, maybe even as if there's folks that do sign up as a wait list, I think it might be interesting to say, hey, the deadline was on the 18th, even if it's just an optional free form block, just what are some of the reasons why you're kind of signing up now? Didn't know, price was too high, thinking about some other plans. Might be really helpful, as well as we kind of get some of the people that we're hoping to grab that we just weren't able to get in time. And then I missed drawing down the numbers. Can you repeat the Lincoln Street?
Sure.
Just a percentage from now till then.
Lincoln Street, 93.4% of what they currently have for membership.
Okay. I know that was one of the big ones that we were kind of hearing about in terms of the traffic, and I definitely anticipate that one being over 100% too. Yeah. But at least, we're getting close. And
that percentage is based on the current ridership, so that's with us enrolling anyone who didn't meet last year's deadline as well. So just so you know, like, that's the total number of students on a bus, whether they met the deadline to register or not. It's like, who's on the bus today? So just so you know, now we have data for the future, but we don't know how many students registered pound for pound.
After the fact.
Was it like last year? I'll have that for you next year.
Okay. So yeah, as we kind of lean into the first week of school, we might see that number actually tick above 100% or so.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic. And then lastly, a while ago when we started the whole redistricting, it was just talk about a possible breakfast drop-off. Is that where parents might be able to kind of do an early drop-off van? Is that still being considered? I know there's a lot of placement.
Yeah, it was considered last year. We had some pretty detailed discussions around how that could work. I think we ran into staffing challenges and also just trying to manage that. And we didn't also have the same need at each school. So then it got into this area where half the town's getting breakfast in the morning optionally with the drop-off, but we're not off. So it just got into, we weren't really in a position to defend like what we could do. And then what we found was, obviously, the morning is one challenge, and the afternoon is a different challenge, obviously, with traffic. So what I can tell you is we're interested to engage the school committee. One thing I didn't put in my superintendent report, but was to engage in a summer type goal setting meeting where we can just get together. I'm thinking about the feedback in my evaluation and just how can we come together. But we may want to have a conversation and coalesce around what types of things and types of projects do you want to see occur that could help. So the Lincoln Street is one example. We have, you know, the Washington Street OPM, which will do their work. I think how these things are funded, I think coming out of this and letting the team coalesce and have whoever your representatives to go to the joint budget subcommittee, whatever the process is, come out with a unified strategy. I do think there are other things we should be looking at too to mitigate parking and the flow of traffic, and we have some the traffic study done. So there's some other things that we can do as well. I just would put that out there as a placeholder for summer conversation.
So there's definitely, there are a lot of other options out there, but the probably most effective and efficient would be just for folks to sign up for the bus.
That would be the most effective and efficient. However, I will bring that back. We have not talked about offering that for this year coming up.
Mm-hmm. No, that's that's perfect. All right, thank you very much. Yep. Appreciate that.
And I just want to reiterate something that the superintendent said to Reese in his answer. You can continue signing up for the bus basically right up through the entire summer. It's the guaranteed spot. That's what's expired on the 18th. We do a great job. I think we got pretty much everyone on the bus anyway this past year. So definitely continue signing up. If you have any questions, any concerns, definitely reach out. But as Dave just flagged, that's gonna be the simplest way to not be stuck in traffic is with your kids on a bus. You're just hanging out at the end of your street waiting for them. So definitely consider that in the coming year. Excellent. All right. So moving along, Ruth Ann, did you have any comments or questions?
No, I just want to say I appreciate you guys checking out the music. Everyone kind of covered it, but I just think, especially as AI becomes more integrated into public education, that the arts are going to become more essential. I've been sort of listening and reading from sort of national kind of think tanks about where this is headed, and I just think the arts remains so critical for developing uniquely human skills, creativity, critical thinking, emotional expression, things like connection. So I know you guys are doing that anyway, and I know this has been a heck of a year, so I appreciate it because I know the middle school especially has its hands full with all the kids there and trying to schedule. So just appreciate you paying attention to that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, so moving on, guest presentations. We have none for tonight. Item number three, citizens' comments. So
let me make sure that I say this all correctly.
Are there any citizens in the audience, in person or online, who would like to comment on an item that falls within the committee's purview? Name and address, please.
Hi, Sylvia Courtright, 213 Peck Street. And I want to thank Mr. Dreher for addressing some of the things that I was going to speak on here. So I essentially toss out what I was going to say and put a new one. I think that a lot of the problems that we're having with the music scheduling are because we're understaffed. And we really have to say this. We're understaffed. We do not have the staff we need to cover the students in the school, to address mental health issues, or to actually teach our kids music the way that it should be. And we need to be able to go to town council and say, no, we need the people to do these jobs, because these are the impacts that we're having. The idea that we're cutting music by 20% this year, without not laying people off, but that effectively it's a 20% cut in the program. I mean, this is beginner music. They're learning a new language. They're learning teamwork, learning how to play together. For anyone learning a sport and all that, to cut it, it's down to 70 hours. I think I spent more time like just doing rec soccer in 1 year than we offer a full year of a music program. It's not enough time to learn an instrument. And I think we really have to make the case that this is because we're not staffed the way we need to be. I would also encourage you all to look at districts, make sure that when we look at districts that are achieving and that are the nearby ones, like one of the reasons I moved to Franklin was because it had a robust music program. It had winds, it had choir, and it had strings. The vast majority of the districts around us do not have all three. So that have all three is really a big drawing point for some people, like myself. And so I think we need to look at ones who are similar in that regard. A couple of districts that I think would be very good for us to look at as comparables. Shrewsbury, it's about almost the same size, almost the same budget. It's dealing with very similar constraints, so I highly recommend that one. Westboro is an overachieving district. These are districts that are our size and are, they're dealing with these same challenges. So we need to look at those. And, I'm not saying look at Lexington. I would love to be like Lexington, honestly, where they've got four orchestras in the high school. But I know we're not there. We're not at that level of being able to spend. So let's look at the districts that are where we are and not the ones, also, we should not be looking at districts that are in the underperforming category. We want to be better than where we are, I think. And so let's look to see what they are doing and how they're scheduling, not just the other ones. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I would like teachers to provide more breaks in tests like MCAS. I'm Majin. I live at Virginia. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so moving on, we have an executive session as per MGL Chapter 30A, Section 213, Subsection 3, to discuss strategy with respect to collective bargaining or litigation if an open meeting may have a detrimental effect on the bargaining or litigation position of the public body and the chair so declares. Do I have a motion to enter executive session?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, I have a motion, a second. Any discussion, questions? No? Excellent. Vote will come as roll call vote. So we have Reese?
Yes.
Nadia?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Ruthann?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
And myself? Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to discussion action items, item A.
Okay, I recommend the ratification of the cafeteria workers, secretaries, and van driver union contracts as discussed.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion, questions? All right, seeing none, vote will come to motion. Roll call vote, Ruthann.
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Nadia?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Myself? Yes. Motion passes.
I recommend moving policy JKAA, prevention criteria for use of physical restraint, seclusion, and timeouts for students, to a second reading as discussed.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any questions, discussion? All right, seeing none, what will come the motion? Roll call vote. Ruthann?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Nadia?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Dave?
Yep.
Myself, yes. Motion carries.
I recommend the elimination of policy CL, administrative reports as discussed.
So the motion to approve policy elimination as discussed?
Second.
Is that a second?
Second.
All right, any questions, discussion? Seeing none, will it come to motion? Ruthann?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Nadia?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Dave?
Yep.
Myself? Yes. Motion carries. All right, and then item D.
Item D, I recommend the approval of the Franklin School Committee meeting conduct and discussion structure as discussed.
Is there a motion to approve the meeting conduct and discussion structure as discussed?
So.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Second.
Questions, comments?
Yeah. So if this passes, does this go into effect next meeting?
Yeah, because it's not a policy. It's yeah. Just it's just the overall structure. So I believe it would go into effect next meeting.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Okay, and I have just one quick word change just before it kind of gets moved in. Originally, all the groups were labeled tiers, and then we changed them from tiers to groups, so one stuck around.
First page at the bottom?
Yes, thank you. If we could just, before that kind of officially kind of goes, just change the word tier to group.
Did you want to highlight just the other main change?
Yeah, so ultimately, this kind of, I think we spoke about this the last meeting, but really kind of had two things. One, merged good of the order, and also kind of what council has of committee comments, councilor comments, now just two committee comments that will appear at the start of every meeting, that will appear every meeting after new business. And the other one is just in terms of the speaking rotation, how it just kind of could start from over on the right, kind of work its way down, then remote individuals, and then the vice chair and the chair, and then flip it around the next time. And then just from a policy perspective, since we're making changes to remove like good of the order and also add in this committee comments policy, we probably can expect to see, I think it's like BEDH. Basically, there's a whole policy that discusses the agenda, so we'll probably just bring that up so that way the policy that outlines the agenda matches what we have here in the structure.
Sounds good. Appreciate that. Okay. Reese?
So I just wanted to mention there's a blank bullet point under item two that should probably be about. I'm also not finding what Dave's referring to with the tiers, and I'm not certain if I'm looking at the last paragraph.
Definitely
the
tiers.
Oh, first page, last paragraph. Okay, thank you.
Yes, same thing.
I was looking at the end of the document, and I couldn't find it. Thank you. Okay.
All set. Any other questions based on the additional information? Okay. All right. Seeing no further discussion, a vote will come to the motion. Roll call, Reese?
Yes.
Nadia?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Myself? Yes. Ruthann?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, discussion only items, seeing none. Going on to information matters. Superintendent evaluation, we did complete that last meeting. Thanks again, everyone, for all the efforts there. Budget. Finally, nothing to update, nothing changed, no changes, like just done. Appreciate the council's efforts and really making sure that we're able to keep a balanced budget. You know, we had come in right at that 2.5. We didn't see a lot of benefit from that And there was a whole lot of work that went in behind the scenes there, so appreciate all the efforts from our staff. But then also the confidence from the town council in what we had asked for, being able to see exactly that. For the first time in a couple of years, we're going into the summer without having to worry about a lot of changes, yeah. Last minute adjustments. Not entirely sure what we're going to do with the extra, you know, couple of minutes, because I know there's always so many other things to be doing, but I know it's a better feeling at this point in time than we felt in quite a while, so we do appreciate that. Policy, Callahan?
Yeah, so Dr. Rogers and I, I'm sure we'll meet some point over the summer to kind of talk about when we'll kind of pick policy back up again, although we do have kind of two extra student-led policies that we can kind of go with and discuss. One, we received an email talking about like the PE pathway, and I think it might be nice to kind of go and touch on that. And then we also had another gentleman just this little bit ago talking about breaks during testing. That I'd love to bring that also up to policy.
That's it. Fantastic. Community relations, Charles?
Yep. So we had a very beautiful day for Strawberry Stroll. Thank you to everybody that turned out, both the residents, all of you that supported as well. Definitely a lot of information packed at the booth. The magnets were a great handout, and we came back with less stuff than when we started. So we do have one more edition of the newsletter, but a very short version of it coming out this week, so expect that. But we will be done for the summer, and we'll reconvene in the fall.
Fantastic. Thank you. Horace Mann Lacey, Kelly.
So we have our next meeting July 13th, and moving forward, we'll be meeting on the second Monday of the month at 7 p.m., barring except for October. It's a federal holiday, but ultimately we really kind of get into a great cadence. We had there was a trifold that was over at the Strawberry Stroll that talked a lot about Horace Mann. We also had the Hunt for Horace, a scavenger hunt that involved a couple of booths, and there was some kids racing kind of from one booth to the next, learning about Horace, and doing so in that 90-degree heat too. So that was it was fantastic. So it's a lot of fun. More to come, and July 13th will be our next meeting.
Excellent. Thank you. Joint PCC, Mossoff.
Yeah, this is my shortest report of the year. We will be meeting again in the fall. And just thank you to all the PCC members and volunteers throughout the year who collaborated and connected to make all of the events and teacher appreciation and all of the year-end events possible for the district. So thank you.
Thank you. And then SWAC and mental health.
SWAC and mental health are done today and our next meeting in September.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right. So moving down into the consent agenda.
I recommend approval of minutes from the June 9, 2026 school committee meeting as detailed. I recommend the acceptance of $3,150 in gift certificates from the American Heart Association Kids Heart Challenge for supplemental supplies as detailed. I recommend acceptance of $6,500 for in-house enrichment as follows: for the state championship signage donation, $500 from the Franklin Varsity Golf, 1,000 Franklin Cross Country Track Boosters, 1,000 Franklin Football Gridiron Club, 500 FHS Swim Boosters, 1,000 Franklin Metro Basketball Association, 500 Daniel Walsh, 1,000 FHS Basketball Boosters, and 1,000 Franklin Soccer Boosters. I recommend acceptance of $100 in in-house enrichment for the Horace Mann Legacy donations, $50 Dave Callahan, $50 Lucas Jr. I recommend the acceptance of $913.78 from the Holden Stop and Shop for in-house enrichment as detailed.
Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as detailed?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
So I think when it comes to the championship signage donation, the actual donation itself doesn't necessarily mean a bigger or smaller sign, right? It's just
It's just a contribution, a voluntary donation from boosters to get the signage project underway. There's some design costs that are associated to move, which we have now fully done, and to just begin to accept that and put them into the account that you approve for the, for holding for that purpose for when the project is funded to have that happen. So that's what that means. So it's not a, it has no correlation to, because everything would be uniform. I'm excited to show you an update on that and a future school committee meeting, give you a sense of the progress and whatnot. So,
that's fantastic, and thank you all for all those groups that have donated. This is really kind of very quickly turning into reality. It's very exciting. So thank you, guys.
Excellent. All right, seeing no further discussion, vote on the motion. Reese?
Yes.
Nadia?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Myself? Yes. Ruthann?
Yes.
Motion carries. New business?
So this is the last meeting of the fiscal year. As you know, we will take the month of July off. I wish you all the best. Thank you for all of your hard work this whole year. Thank you to the team for your hard work as well. And ultimately, we will come back in two meetings in August. Typically, our first meeting, we have routine business that is catching up in the summer. And you can also expect some updates with the handbooks that will get approved before the school year starts, probably the second meeting of August. And host of other things as we start the school year up with updates and whatnot. So more to come on that, but ultimately, thank you very much. I hope you all find time to rest and relax and recharge. It's been a long year, but a productive one that we should all be very proud of. So thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All right. So moving on to the final item on the agenda for tonight. Is there a motion to adjourn the open meeting? Is there a second?
Second.
Non-debatable. Roll call vote. Ruthann?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Nadia?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Myself? Yes. Thank you, everyone.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.